everyone, and welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. It's Nate.
And Nick.
And we're going to have a fantastic episode where we're going to drive through some amazing questions here with the general manager of the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram dealership here in St. Charles, Sam Barricat.
Hello.
Sam, welcome to the podcast. So awesome to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
So before we get to talking about the dealership and then also your involvement in the community here, let's talk a little bit about you so people can learn about you. How long have you been in the St. Charles area for, and maybe what are some of your favorite things to do here?
Well, I've been around this area for pretty close to a decade now. So, okay. And it's been a pretty interesting decade, right? So I've watched a lot of things.
Through
a lot of growth, yeah. Well, the COVID thing was a whole other subject, right? But just watching, I've watched a lot of growth in this city. It's really exciting to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been around here for a decade. You know, you think about, don't live in St. Charles just because I came here with the job, right? And but I actually, if you think about how much time I spend here, I probably spend more time than the average resident does that works outside of St. Charles, right?
Yeah. So
I really enjoy this town. Got to know a lot of people. Obviously, I'm on the board with Business Alliance. We're a huge supporter. I mean, it's so interesting to see that because prior to me coming here, you know, the only thing I knew about St. Charles was it's hard to get to. You know, Okay. Everyone always used to say, there's a not really good highway, right? And so that's all I heard about, right? But that's been proven actually kind of wrong now that I see all the angles for me to come here. But
yeah,
but past that, I mean, we've, you know, again, it's just such a receptive town, the growth of this town, even the people in the government, like in the city hall, city offices, just great to be around. You know, sometimes you don't see that as much as in some other places. So
Yeah, well, glad you can enjoy the town. And So, you know, kind of want to go through kind of your history with cars, you know, since you're involved with the dealership. So, you know, what was your first car? Can you tell us what you first drove?
Yeah. So funny story there. I was always an early worker.
Okay.
So my thought was, right, my plan was at 15 to start working at. I was working at a restaurant. I was born in Chicago, but I grew up in St. Louis. So my father... I wanted to buy my own car, started saving. But my dad's plans were a little different, so there was no used car plan. So I saved enough money. Finally, I bought a brand new, I think it was 1991 Dodge Shadow.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so, but it was, I was 18. I finally, you know, and so I actually started in that Chrysler world, you know, coincidentally.
Yeah.
After my dad took me to about, you know, he's one of those old school guys. So we were, he was the guy that would walk out of the deal out of $25, right? So
yeah.
A couple, 20, 30 dealers later.
Yeah.
I think maybe now looking back, maybe that was his plan to prolong me having a set of wheels, you know?
So
now that I'm a dad and I've got an 18-year-old.
You know, yeah, with the insurance costs and everything. Like, yeah.
As I'm telling you guys the story, I'm like, wait a minute. I think I just caught on. What the heck? It wasn't about $25. It was his little. It was a little scam. There's not many drive.
Now funny. It
makes sense. My mom and him were laughing at me on those late nights.
So, and then also want to ask too. So, you know, that with the Dodge Shadow, was that kind of similar to what your dream car was, or what was? Have you ever had kind of like that car that you're just like, I would love to, you know, have like a Lamborghini or
a Camaro
or something?
Yeah, I've had dream cars, but that definitely wasn't a dream car. The dream at the time was to, you know, I came from a world where parents were, you know, raising their kids in a pretty strict way, right? Parents were immigrants. So I just had a dream of having a set of wheels to get us somewhere. I didn't really, wasn't a dream of a certain car. It was a dream of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm off to the races. But over the years, I looked at, you know, you recently it was, you know, a couple of decades ago, I was like, oh, I love that Bentley Continental, just so sharp. Interesting thing about dream cars, though, when there's, it's such an awesome thing to have a goal and a dream, and then when you finally can attain,
you're like, what's the next car?
It's no longer that I didn't ever even went and bought it.
Yeah.
But it's funny how you made that. I didn't make that realization until then. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like make the realization of what my dad was really up to. So, I would probably definitely still entertain it if it was the right timing, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, but that was my dream car, that Bentley.
Okay.
Yeah, I was never too big of a sports car fan, you know, here and there. They look cool.
Yeah. They can go fast, but it's just like, then you're like, you know, you're going fast in a 45, you know, then you're just asking for trouble.
Well, I've always said that about fast cars, right? Like, where are we for what? Yeah. I mean, it's cool when you get in and off the highway. I mean, really a prestige thing, but you know, you just be happy with what you get. And I think if something makes you happy to have a really cool looking sports car, I just advise people to buy what makes them happy, right? Like what makes them feel good, not what they think that everybody else would think that makes them cool, right? So it could be a truck. It could be a quick car, fast car, sports car.
Yep.
I have an assistant who has no kids, is not married, and she thinks the Chrysler Pacifica minivan is the coolest thing that ever happened. That's what she chooses as driver, her demo. And I'm like, but, you know, she's like, yeah, think about it. You know, you can, the seats come down, you can move stuff around, you can go shopping.
Yeah, sometimes just that functionality and all the, you know, ways that you can use the car is what appeals to people versus the outside look. It's what matters on the inside versus the outside.
Well, I mean, it's true in many ways, right? But it's, but the thing is such a true thing, and I try to, you know, obviously kids are young. I have an 18-year-old. But one of the things is do the things or buy the things that would work for you and that would make you feel like you want to get up every morning as opposed to buying the things that would make other people think you're cool. It's a flash in the pan. And people don't really – it's not even as big as you think that, you know, the image. So
yeah, absolutely. So, and we'll continue our questions towards you. So, you know, I see you're wearing a Raiders hat.
I am.
And I saw on the website that you're a Cowboys fan. So has that allegiance changed or just the hat's cool or you like both? Or?
So, all right. So I'll tell you the Cowboys story first. Okay. I was born in Chicago, grew up in St. Louis. Back when St. Louis Cardinals, who are in Arizona right now, were the St. Louis Football Cardinals. So my dad would, he was in the insurance business, they always had cool games to go to. So he'd take me to the game.
Yeah.
I used to get mad at my dad because he would take me to all the games. I thought that the Cardinals were losing. Turns out they were just losing to everybody. So every time I would go to a Cardinal game and I would watch the Cowboys just annihilate them, right? The old Cowboys and stuff.
Tony it was Romo really and all those guys.
All before him. Danny White, like the way back in the day, you know, ages me a little bit. But, you know, you've got so I just became I'm like, you know, I need to be a fan of that team. That team's winning all the time. So I started becoming a Cowboys fan. Unfortunately they've, you know, let us down a little bit here and there, but they're still fun town to watch. The Raiders hat I'm wearing right now is just in a rotation. So last year, I always had a dream of taking my son to different stadiums and I was going to go to a different game every Sunday. Last year we were able to do it. So we were able to go, we went to 16 different stadiums. Yeah, it was very cool.
I hope Soldier Field was on that list too.
Soldier Field was Miami was the first game because I just happened to be down there.
Yeah.
Soldier Field was the second game. Yeah, second game. Yeah, of course. I'm a big hometown supporter, but it was just and we did that. My deal was with my son is I don't care what time we come back in the morning on a Monday, you're going to go to school. So I would drop him off at Downers North. He hated my guts. But he's, you know, we've got that, you know, a lot of photos. We had a TikTok going for a while. Not that great at that. So the girl that was doing it for me quit the job. So then we never posted anything. But we went all the way to the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
It was really, really cool. Yeah, we'll never – I mean, it's a one-time, one-and-done thing. You know, we're blessed enough to be able to do that. There was times I took my whole family.
Yeah.
And my daughter went with us and stuff. It was really cool. It was a really good time. So the Raiders was not actually even on that list because it was West Coast. It was really hard to get West Coast. I just happened to be in Las Vegas and I bought the Raiders hat. But I love the sport. I think the sport's cool. I think the NFL stands for a lot of great things. And it's such an act, like, as opposed to, and I grew up on baseball because I grew up in St. Louis, but, you know, there's always action, you know. Mm-hmm. You can go to a baseball game and get real bored if it's not towards the end of the season and stuff, but the 16th week or 17th week and watch,
two last place teams
really duke it out. It's just a good time, so.
Now, what brought you out here to St. Charles?
You know, I work for our St. Charles Jeep is owned by Al Pamani Group, so I work for Zana Pamani, who owns the company, and so She actually had hired us to come out to the Jeep store back in the 15, beginning of 15. And, you know, because she thought she had a pretty good store on her hands. And, yeah. You know, it was a store that was doing a little bit less than it could be, a little less in community involvement that should have. You know, so came out here to you know, to put the store on a map, which we did. You know, that store at one point.
Yeah.
It was, you know, prior shortages and stuff like that, was doing, you know, selling between new and used about 300, 350 cars a month.
Oh,
know?
My gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
Believe it or not,
awesome.
In St. Charles, which also woke up some of the other dealerships in town. So that was cool. And then that just, you know, then from there, we, you know, get to meet people in the community, like I said, and the dealership got, became involved with St. Charles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what brought me out here. And like I said in the beginning, it's just, it's a great town to be in.
Absolutely.
People wonderful to deal with. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what's something about that the car industry that you love or you're passionate about, obviously being in the industry for a while?
You know, the excitement of, so, you know, in being in the business, sometimes people lose sight of how exciting it is to get something like a new car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how many, what other big purchase you could have.
Yeah,
as a normal person,
a house or
right.
something, but like,
you know, house then car, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes car gets even more exciting. So like, that's the part where, you know, we have this really cool thing where people come in and, you know, they buy, when they get the car, they mm-hmm. they get to pick the song and we play the song. They get to go walk up to the bell and then we announce their name and then they get this confetti and we put
awesome.
It on our website.
I can attest to that because I bought my car through you guys
yeah.
too. My
yeah.
Mitsubishi awesome. Outlander.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was, I mean, the experience
yeah.
there was
yeah.
was really awesome for, because yeah. like that was my first car that I had
right.
bought.
Right.
You know, I've been fortunate enough that, you know, I was able to have a car from my parents after
mm-hmm.
they, you know, bought a new one. But, you know, the experience there, you know, being able to, you know, what song did I pick? I think I picked Eye of the Tiger. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, got to ring the bell. I'm like,
woo! Which is really, really cool because we actually, originally, before we let people pick songs, we used to do that. Eye of the Tiger was one of them, or I don't know, that celebration song or whatever.
Yeah.
It is. So, yeah, so, you know, that part is just so, and I'd never stop getting excited about the fact of, you know, that people have that, it's just that their adrenaline, their euphoric feeling, that amazing, you know, feeling of, you know, whether it's a young person, or it doesn't even matter their age, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
People just get so excited. I've got people that bought over the last decade, you know, 20 cars with their family and stuff, and every single time they're like, are we doing the bell? What song are we picking? I mean, like, it becomes a really big, cool thing. But, you know, especially with social media, people want to celebrate, they want their
yeah.
family. You know, when I was growing up, obviously it was a little different, you know, it take a while to get a hold of your grandmother on the landline, but now you literally post something and your people that love you, aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, they could live anywhere and they see that. And it's
yeah,
just
they celebrate they along with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends I hadn't seen for a few years and watched them have, you know, babies on, you know, they will not actually watch the baby, but,
yeah.
but seeing their babies born, like, and they post that and then see the kids grow up. It's like, well, I don't miss a beat.
Yeah.
So like when you see them again, you're like, oh yeah, you know, you recognize the kid.
Yeah. Yes.
Whereas if, that's the cool part of technology. There are some downsides,
yeah.
but that's a really cool part of technology.
Yes.
So that's my favorite part, the excitement, the enthusiasm and the energy that people have when they come in.
Definitely. So is there anything about the industry that you'd like to change?
Well, as you know, the car industry itself has, you know, unfortunately, people, you know, reputation-wise, you know, there's a lot of people doing business. There's a lot. There's thousands and thousands of dealerships
sure.
across
yep.
the country. I mean, we just recently acquired a store in Florida, and I've seen it. Same scenarios, right? You've got the perception of going into a car dealership and the perception of, I'm going to, you know, people's scary stories of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's evolving. It really
yeah.
is evolving. And the interesting thing is that the car, on the other side of the coin, the car dealer, the dealer owners, general managers would like nothing more than to be like, here, come on in. Here's your car. Here's your price. Here's
yeah.
the car. And just everyone just be forward with each other. And unfortunately, as a consumer, it's a scary thing, right? So when I'm buying my first or second car and I'm worried and I've got a payment issue or financial issue, and then someone's like, well, be careful, they're gonna get you, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of goes hand in hand with what we do at the store with the energy level. We try to take that away. Like, it's not all about just, listen, you know, grab a car, let's just do if I could actually sit with every single person that walks in that store, I would, because it's, it would make it just as easy as possible.
Right.
It's an uneasy feeling. So what I'd love to see that go away. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, you do have to be aware of things you buy, and yeah. the car is one thing.
Yep.
But there are a lot of industries as well that you need to be careful on where you go, what you do. I mean, there's, I don't even want to name the industries, but there's a lot of industries as a consumer you have to be careful. It's nothing wrong with being careful. But, you know, slowly but surely, I think that auto industry is moving away from, you know, that image, and people are able to, for example, you used to, like I said, when my dad took me to all those dealerships, you used to be able to, now you could just, you can go into 25 showrooms at the same time, 25 open windows on your, mm-hmm. and you can see 30, 40 pictures of a car, and you can do all the research you need. It's not as scary when people yes. can see that stuff and do the comparisons.
Yeah, with Carfax yeah. and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you get the people, like, you know, I like to say 100% of the time, but, you know, if you get people like at my store, that's what they're trained to do. It's just, you know, give the information. I remember that the internet first came out, people in the car industry started talking about, oh my God, the internet's, you know, we're so competitive. Now we have to sell stuff really low because everybody else sees. And I said, well, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is if someone comes in and they have some questions, or they say there's another car, because people don't, again, we do this for a living. Other people don't. The consumer just yeah. does it once every 3, 4, 10 years.
Yeah.
So if we are able to take our time and show somebody, for example, if you came in and look at your Mitsubishi, mm-hmm. there could be one that was exact same miles or maybe the exact same price. And we're able to go with two clicks and say, you know what? Here, look, it is exactly the same price, or it's less money.
Yeah.
But let me show you why. And you as a consumer can have an educated answer. And we could give you an educated answer.
Yep.
And you can make an educated decision of going, okay, well, I don't really need to go there because that's not the options I wanted. Or those aren't the – I didn't want a car that was in three accidents in 1 year. I didn't want any of that to happen. So, I think it's great, and I think we're moving in that direction, and I'd like to say that we're always ahead of it at our store. You know, we're never going to be perfect, but, you know, we definitely have – I'll tell you what. We have probably my ratio of managers to salespeople is probably 1 to 2. I mean, I make sure that a management person – a manager is meeting the customers before the salesperson can even show a car.
Yeah.
Not that, hey, let me introduce you to the manager on the way out the door, the uncomfortable feeling, mm-hmm. the old school way, what do we got to do to make a deal? No, the managers that are very qualified will introduce themselves early and say, let's see how we can help
yes.
take this. Because you know what the biggest issue is? It's not even numbers. People don't want to waste their time.
Yes.
You know, and so that's our biggest goal is how fast, you know, can we get this experience going without, you know, having it painful?
Yes. You know? Absolutely. So, well, awesome job, Sam. That'll bring us to our silly question to kind of wrap up our first segment here. So, you know, I was thinking through this. I was like, okay, you know, this might be a fun one. So what would feel worse? Watching one of the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams, you know, Highline cars being used as a demo car in an action movie, or seeing your dream car, you know, painted the wrong color? Which one would feel worse?
I think that finding one that's painted the wrong color.
Okay.
If you see a car that's an action-packed movie that blows up, you know, that's huge recognition.
Okay.
You know? So,
you
know,
you would feel sad being like, oh, my car, like, you know, like.
Yeah, no, actually, it's really cool. Like, I think you see, like, some of those movies. What were the movies? Like, I think they had. I don't remember, but I know some of those Fast Furious movies or one of those, you see a bunch of, because, you know, the Dodge has that Hellcat. So you see a lot of those cars in those movies, you know, and, you know, a lot of times the bad guys got one, right? So, so like, it's cool. You'll see them, but you'll see how, you know, before it blows up, it is driven, you know, extremely fast and people get excited about it. So, you know, that's a lot of recognition as opposed to, you know, someone's painted, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, you know, if you were like, you know, as you see all the cars kind of in there, you'd be like, oh, man, I really like that car. Like, I wish I could have drove that versus, like, you know, it getting crashed into or something.
Yeah, so. You know, I think, yeah. Well, I'm answering from a perspective of a yes. retailer, right?
Yeah.
If I answered that in the perspective of just a regular everyday person that loves that car,
yeah,
I'd be heartbroken. Yeah. Like, oh my God, that Hellcat, that $100,000 car just blew by.
Right.
How would they ruin that? They could have donated it to me. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So I guess I'd have to answer that from two different sides of the table.
Okay.
You know. As a retailer, what a marketing tool, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know? Yeah, marketing.
10 good. Million people just car. Saw that, right? Yeah.
Should have the decal on the back of the car so people could
have the number
right.
on the license plate.
Yeah. Save Charles, cheap.com.
So, awesome. Well, that'll bring us to the end of our first segment here. We're going to go into our second segment shortly here. We'll talk more about Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and then also their involvement with all the community events. So, we'll be right back after these commercial messages. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Break Between the Podcast. It's Nate, and I hope you're enjoying our episode so far. And you know what? I hope you're having a wonderful day as well. I hope it is everything that you want and more. Again, thank you to St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for coming in. It's been awesome to get to talk to Sam and learn about the amazing things that they do at their dealership as well as what they do here for the community. So speaking of the community, we're going to keep this one short as we're going to talk about a big community event coming up here, the St. Patrick's Parade. So without further ado, let's dive right in. So Saturday, March 9th is going to be the big day. It's going to have the parade and so much more activities going on that day that you don't want to miss out on. Kicking off with the Shamrockin' St. Charles 8K over along the river over in Pottawatomie Park. Make sure to go check that out. That'll kick off at 10 a.m. And it's a phenomenal race to go, you know, go for a time or even just go for a nice walk and then head over and enjoy all the things in downtown St. Charles. At 11 a.m., we will also have the opening ceremony, which will take place over in the First Street Plaza over by McNally's. It's a good chance to come see some amazing Irish dancers, listen to some Irish music, and kind of get that Irish setting before the parade kicks off later that day. Speaking of the parade, that'll kick off at 2 p.m. here in downtown St. Charles. It's an awesome opportunity. There's plenty of great spaces inside and outside in our restaurants and businesses to go see the parade as well as enjoy views from the street. It's looking like the weather is going to be amazing, so hope that you can come and enjoy the amazing weather as well as all the amazing entries. We have almost 80 entries in the parade this year, so we are super, super excited for all the amazing talent things to see during the parade. So make sure to come check it out. In between the parade or after the parade, you could also check out the Lucky Photo Station, which is over on Riverside Avenue, as well as go partake in our Shamrock Hunt. All that information and more on our parade and the day of events you can find on our website, www.stcstpatricksparade.com. Thank you all again for listening. Let's dive right back into the action to find out what's up, St. Charles. Welcome back to part two, everyone. We're going to talk more about St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and all the amazing things that they do there and their community involvement. So, Sam, let's start off with, you know, tell us about the dealership, where you guys located, and what are your guys' hours?
So we're on Main Street, just next to the Colonial Cafe there off of, that's Tyler there.
Yep.
And Tyler and Main. We are open 6 days a week. Okay. The sales department is open till 8 o'clock from 9 to 8 Monday through Friday. Saturdays we are open from 8 to 6. Actually, Fridays and Saturdays we're open from 9 to 6. Service department is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7, Fridays 8 to 6, and Saturdays from 8 to 2.
Okay.
Obviously, we're full service sales department, service department. We've got... loaner cars, obviously, for the customers who purchase cars from us.
Yeah.
We've got a really big fleet. It's actually bigger than a lot of dealerships. We have 60 to 70 loaner cars. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing is, I get the phone calls on a Tuesday morning. I thought you said you had a lot of loaner cars. Well, when did you need one? Yeah, I need one at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, a little difficult when you have that kind of volume going through the stores.
Yes.
We have the cars available. Of course, we need to get a little bit of notice. But, mm-hmm. you know, normally we're pretty good about it, especially if it's an emergency situation.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some service manager that has, 40-plus years in the business. I've got a good team in the sales department. You know, overall, I really – I can't you know, tell you that there's anything that I, you know, I would never be able to tell you I had a employee that I didn't like, because then they probably wouldn't work for us. So everyone caters to people. Everyone knows people do have bad days here and there, but you know, for the most part, everybody comes in there to make sure they take care of their customers.
Absolutely. So, you know, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, so just kind of want to talk about mm-hmm. it. You know, with the, you know, what kind of sets St. Charles, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram apart from other dealerships? I know you know, it's kind of that celebration. You know, yeah. When someone buys a car, you know, they come in and, you know, you get to have, you know, a little, you know, have fun with it, mm-hmm. but also, you know, focusing on making it not such a high-pressure environment. Yeah. Like, you know, so can you kind of talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, it's I do think that we definitely separate ourselves from other places, because the minute you walk in, you know, we've tried to get some cool music cranking. We've got our guys, our people, you know, my goal is to have my employees obviously happy and that keep the customers happy.
Yeah.
I'm not meeting every single customer. They can call me if they want, but I'm not going to be at the front door every single day, right? So I've got to make sure my sales people and my employees are all excited to be there. And so when that relates to the customer, so when the people come in, they're not coming into this typical place of uncomfortable mm-hmm. morgue-esque type thing. And, you know, now you're worried about putting an office, and it's kind of a wide open showroom as well.
Yes.
And then when you buy a car, it's a lot of fun. It's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. And again, we try to make it fast. You know, we try to make it as quick as possible. Of course, we need to make sure you're covered on all your bases on a car. Mm-hmm. You know how to run your car. But in a perfect world, you know, we'll be faster than any place else. You know, I have always made sure that I had a lot more management staff than other stores, and especially finance managers. Because, you know, you walk into a store, sometimes you'll see there's 15, 20 sales reps.
Yeah.
And they're not even selling that many cars. And then the person they have one finance person, right? And then they're waiting for hours, mm-hmm. you know. And so that's the part where you're like, okay, I bought the car. Let's go. I'm ready. Right. So mm-hmm. we keep a staff of people that are qualified and certified to, you know, do your paperwork quick. Not just salespeople bombarding you at the front door to try to do that. So absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm not even a big fan of having a lot of salespeople, because I have a strong management staff, mm-hmm. just because the fact that it's such an uncomfortable feeling when I've been in a customer before walking into somewhere.
Yeah. And you see, like, you know, 12 guys, yeah. you know, or people ready to, you know,
yeah.
waiting
yeah.
to serve.
Just
so
like, you step right. out of your car, they're already lining up.
Yeah. yeah. So we try to not have that. Yeah. You know, here, today's is, like I said before, it kind of matches up. You don't really need a ton of work from a salesperson as before, because you have all the tools on your phone. You have your tools at your home. Most of our customers come in here. I guarantee they know more than most of the staff about that specific car. If you think about it, they've researched that car.
Yep.
They've looked at that car. Some people look at it for months, maybe a year. Like you said, we have a goal of a car. We have a dream car. Well, when that comes time, they buy that car.
Yeah.
So they've done all the research, all the changes, all the model changes, all the warranties. They most cases know more than the sales rep, because the sales rep's studying a lot of cars, right?
Right.
So what they really need help with is make sure, like, you know, when they make a phone call to our store and they set an appointment, that car's ready. And if it's the salesperson knows where it's at. And so we have all these processes in place to try to make it quick. So when someone pulls up, they go, oh, there's the car I'm looking at.
Yep.
And it matches up. And so from there, like I said, it's if you the salespeople, the managers, and the customers work together,
yeah.
they can make it the best transaction ever. You know?
Absolutely.
But the key is, you know, once you come there as a customer, knowing that you're in a place that's a safe place, that you're not going to have mm-hmm. to worry about any kind of shenanigans.
Yeah, it's not a battle once you walk
right.
through those
yeah,
doors.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, of course, of course. Absolutely. Of course, when you start talking about people's values for their cars, you know, some people, you know, again, it is the internet's a great place to be, and technology is awesome, because that way we can show people what things are going for in the market value.
Yeah.
The same way a realtor can tell you why your home's not worth $1 million when everybody else's house is worth $500,000.
Right.
But you see that. It's facts. It's tangible items that you can yes. see. It's not something that's offensive. So it's just the presentation we do. So I think that's what separates us. And we continue to try to be better. I mean, I can't sit here, and I probably never be able to sit here. You know, I'm also involved. We have 6 stores. So I'm involved with some of our other locations as well. And I, you know, we can't sit here and say, well, ever going to be perfect. I mean, the minute if I ever sit and claim that we're perfect, that means it's probably time for me to retire.
Okay.
Because we're not. Yes. You're not. There's not just, it'll never be a true fact, you know, like perfection in this, you know, in this life is just, you can aim for that. That's awesome. I tell my kids all the time, you can aim for it, but don't be disappointed if you're not perfect. You
right.
know? Just, you can't find that. So, but we try. We definitely have we give it all. We give it our all.
Absolutely.
You know, so
awesome. And if you want to find more about the store, where can they go? Do you guys website, social media?
STCharlesCDJR.com is where you can find it. And we do have an Instagram at St. Charles Jeep. And then we also have some Facebook stuff. You know, we post some cars on the social media.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, and then there are some links on there. We have some fun with it. But it's not much as much of a platform to, you know, sell cars on or get the information you need. But we have some, you know, we make we take pride in the fact that someone doesn't have to go through a bunch of steps to talk to someone live. Yeah. So if you call the it's at 630-513-5353, their number, you could literally, you're only clicking one or two service or sales and you're going to get someone live.
Yeah.
So we have an entire business development center that answers the calls. So the only thing we're sorting through when someone calls is what department they want. And then the minute they do that, they're going to get a live person to be able to give them the right information. The technology and the pictures online are great, but sometimes they want to see a video. Sometimes they want to make sure the car's there. So, you know, we'll always, you know, people will always be needed no matter what anyone thinks about AI and all the great stuff that does.
Yes.
You know, so we have the ability. I mean, we're still old believers in, you know, call us, call us, we'll take care of you. Absolutely. Quickest way to get a hold of us, call us, you know, or chat on our website. You know, there's we have all the tools available.
Absolutely. So now I kind of want to talk about, you know, your guys' involvement with the community. And thank you guys so much for all you guys do, especially with the sponsorship side. So, you know, with that sponsorship, you know, with the St. Pat's Parade coming up, you guys are the presenting sponsors for that. So it's awesome. Thank you again so much for your support on that.
My pleasure.
What makes you guys want to sponsor? And I know you kind of talked about it with, like, you know, how awesome St. Charles is. Is that kind of what factors in? Or is it, you know, just because you guys love being involved in the community? Or
I love the sponsorship. I love the involvement. I think we have now finally over the years, we've worked with Laura and made our way to the presenting sponsor of most everything we have. My theory on sponsoring and involvement is not directly, you know, I don't have an expectation of sponsoring the St. Paddy's Day Parade and selling 20 cars the next morning. The you know, if you look at the relationship with the business and the city, it's a long-term relationship. We've got, you know, a bunch of young people. We've got a long-term plans on staying, right? So supporting the city's growth, supporting the city and these type of events is so key to that, because that's going to keep people coming here, wanting to come here, maybe wanting to move here, especially as it, you know, the growth around the river, around the downtown area, the things that are just happening. So if we can add that up, right, all those little things add up to something big. But the key is to bring people to St. Charles and keep them in St. Charles, right? And keep them interested in staying in St. Charles. So whether they're a resident here, and of course we'd love to see the growth. I think I just was speaking with Laura Vitek the other day about some growth and stuff. I've seen some new construction, which is awesome to see. I know of some guys that are pretty big name guys that are expanding restaurants and developments in the area, which is awesome, right? We're seeing, I mean, it's not even over yet. So as a big part of this business and a big part of the community, you know, we keep supporting that. And that ends up driving people into the town, which drives our businesses. You know, there's just so much more. I'm not an economics major, right? I was a finance and marketing major in college, right? However, but, you know, it all adds up and people don't see that, right? It was a funny story. So we got a store in Florida, and their season's a little opposite, of course, than ours. Their summers are really hot. Someone's telling me when we got down there in September, we closed, it said December, January, February, March. That's when it's going to be big. I'm like, okay, how? What's going to happen? They're like, all the snowbirds come to Florida.
Okay.
So then I started processing, and I'm just thinking about it on a flight home. I'm like, how many snowbirds are going to come? I mean, they've been coming to Florida back and forth, because in my building that I have a condo, I meet people that have been there for 20 something years.
Yeah.
They drive their cars like 4 miles when they come down there. So I started processing the fact it's not about the snowbirds. It's that are going to, they're not the direct people coming to buy cars.
Yeah.
They're coming and injecting the economy down there.
Yep.
So your servers, your hotel people, your front desk people, your gas station attendant, I mean, anyone who's in that economy down there, the people that work at the beauty places, the spas, it goes on and on and on.
Yep.
A huge injection of money in November, December, January, February, March, right?
Yeah.
Becomes, translates to a busy market for us, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So Sam Barragat or St. Charles Jeep, sponsoring the holiday parade or the St. Patty's Day parade, you know, is not going to bring more money to the city. But what it's going to do is going to bring people and it's going to attract more people. And as long as we continue to support this community with those kind of events, they're so cool. I mean, I genuinely am a part of it because, you know, you have to make that a pretty big part of your budget, right? So, and whether you're doing great, but if business is down, you still, you know, have to make that part of your budget. But I genuinely love the things that this town does. I really do. I mean, it's just a huge part of what I look forward to when this stuff happens. Unfortunately, those parades sometimes get a little chilly. But
well, this year we're hoping for warm weather and clear weather, knock on wood. So,
yeah.
You know, and I wanted to talk about that too. So, you know, with your involvement in there, have you ridden on the floats that, go through? Because I know you guys have a float.
Yeah.
You guys have some cars that come. You know, along with that,
I've definitely ridden on some floats with some people. It's a little bit more difficult to convince people to ride on there because it gets a little cold up there.
Yes, yeah.
I had this last time for holiday, the holiday parade. It was I have a 5-year-old son, so I had him and my daughter, and my son was asking me why we wouldn't do this parade in a little bit warmer weather. And then he's like, next time, if it's going to be cold like this, probably don't want to come on your float, Dad. So, I get it. I understand. I thought it would be really cool for him, but it's tough to enjoy. But here again, the view from this float is to see the amount of people. And I go down before while it's getting set up, so you kind of see where people are there so early. They're setting their stuff up on the streets they're like going to a concert, like a kid, like a Taylor Swift concert. They're waiting in line, right? Like, it's crazy about how many people are waiting and setting their stuff up. And this parade comes through. Now, I don't get to see all the parade because I'm on the float.
Yeah.
But you see the amount of people that are here in support. I mean, I don't even know the real numbers, but I heard it was, excess of 30,000 people that show up to this parade at night in the cold, And so that's the impressive part from my view. I mean, we're coming down Main Street. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Absolutely.
Every year I just get more and more impressed. I'm like, they doesn't matter. They're out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, hopefully for one of these ones, we can get, warm weather, especially for this upcoming one on Saturday, March 9th. So, anything else that you'd like to say about the parade before we wrap up here? Or say about, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, or anything you'd like to say to the St. Charles community?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. So, like I said, I don't do these, and I'm not involved with this community simply for direct sales. I'm more than happy to hear serve the people and take care of the community. I'm definitely not. I'm a long-term guy on my staff, my team, my owner, the Pomani family. We're just long-term people. So we're not here to say, hey, come get a car. Great. You want to buy a car? That's awesome.
Yeah.
But over the time, we're going to cross paths at some point.
Yeah. Because
what I do notice, one thing we all have in common is we do drive. All of us, right?
Yep.
It's very difficult for us to get around without driving, especially living in the area. So I just think that I would love to see some of the things I sometimes do get disappointed with, and it's not crazy, but I get it. People have lived here for years and years. I would love to see people adapt more to how the growth is really going, right?
Yeah.
And so it's coming and it's growing and it's going to not gonna stop growing and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should be scared of it. I think it's just just the fact that this town this far west of the city has done what it's done in the last decade I've been here, and the decade before I was here. I know the history there. I really look forward to this next decade. I really look forward to being involved with it. I don't plan on I'm going away anytime soon. I mean, I think this is, we're definitely fully vested in this community. So I'm happy to help in any way I can, whether it's a car experience or even just something for the city. I have zero problems with anyone giving me a call. I actually put my cell phone number on the reviews and the website. I mean, I just keep it open. I'm a very accessible person, just because I think that you'll never be, no one should ever be too big to not be reached, you know.
Okay.
That's, you know, I think as a, when you're younger and in our industry, they think, okay, let me get to a point where I can just, you know, do my thing and not talk. No, no, no.
Yeah.
That's when it's really important.
Right.
So, yeah. So.
Dude. Absolutely. Well,
thank you for all that you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Appreciate
thank
you, guys.
You
thank
so
you.
Much for you guys.
It's our pleasure.
And we're thankful to have you guys mm-hmm. here and have such a, you know, amazing community partner and community business that really is focused on, you know, as you said, not just selling cars, but, you know, growing everything that we have.
Right.
Here. So.
Yeah. It goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. So that'll bring us to the end of the podcast here. Thank you all again for listening. Again, make sure to come check out the St. Pat's Parade on Saturday, March 9th, which will kick off at 2 p.m. here in downtown St. Charles. So we'll have more episodes coming down the line. So until then, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time.